is the lovely Joy Macon, and today we're talking makeup and masks.
We are. You know, with the quarantine and our regular mask usage and work from home, you know, we've altered the way we use our makeup and apply our makeup.
I know I have.
And you certainly have. And I've noticed that.
More bronzer, but only on the forehead.
You know, we used to wear like a lot of matte lipstick. Well, then it converted to glossy lipstick like in the first part of the year. And then, oops, now we can't wear any lip gloss at all. So we're using more like lip oils and things like that to moisturize underneath the mask. The other thing that's happened is we're using less foundation. So our skin is getting a little respite. You know, we're maybe stepping up our skincare, but the cosmetic industry is really feeling the pinch here. Let's go back to the lip gloss comment. You know, they've noticed that lip glosses and lipsticks have dropped like 15% in the industry.
Wow.
But yet skincare has taken, you know, a nice increase because we're not wearing the foundation or
right.
the bronzers.
Yeah.
And also, side note, I have been informed that wearing foundation reduces the effectiveness of the N95s, the masks. So those are recycled, you know, they're
right.
cleansed and for reuse. But if they consider them contaminated, if they have any kind of
Okay.
So now the eyes take center stage,
all right.
and so now it's time for us to have a little bit more fun with our eyeshadow and play up.
Should I do with my brown eyes? What color would you suggest for my brown eyes on my?
Oh, God, Tony. You know, we should have a little tutorial at some point. That would be fun. I'll get my old brushes off and
okay.
you know,
dust
blow
them
off the cobwebs.
Okay. All right.
But the permanent eyeliner is and permanent makeup is becoming a little bit more sought after for that reason. And, you know, it's just time to have a little bit more fun with eyeshadow
All right.
In times like this. But please, please, please wear your mask.
Warm 101.3.